Nolte, Elizabeth Warren losing presidential primary in home state of Massachusetts. By John Nolte on April 8, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, is losing the Democrat presidential primary in her home state of Massachusetts. The latest polling out of Massachusetts puts Warren way behind in third place with just 14% support. She's getting crushed by Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and former Vice President Joe Biden, who are way ahead with 29% and 26% support, respectively. This is a full-blown disaster for Warren. If she's doing this poorly at home, if she cannot secure a state where she has already won two statewide U.S. Senate campaigns, imagine how poorly she must be doing in the neighboring state of New Hampshire, the all-important first primary state. Oh, wait, we don't have to imagine that. She's in fourth place in New Hampshire, again behind Biden and Sanders, but also Senator Kamala Harris, who lives all the way across the country in California. While Biden earns an average of 25% support in the Granite State, and Bernie is not far behind with 24.3%, Kamala is way behind in third place with 12%, while Warren is even further behind, stuck in single digits with just 8% support. What's more, in the most recent poll to come out of Iowa, the hugely important first caucus state, Warren earns just 9% support compared to Biden's 26%, Bernie's 24.5%, and Harris's 10%. Nationwide polling of the Democrat field is even more humiliating for the woman who pretended to be an American Indian for 50 years. Nationally, Biden leads the pack with 28% support. Bernie, Harris, and Irishman Beto O'Rourke earn 22%, 10%, and 9% support respectively. In fifth place is Warren, with just 5.7% support, which means she is not a leading contender. Rather, she is sitting at the little kids' table with Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, 3.2%, and the rest. Trump broke her. Donald Trump broke Elizabeth Warren. Let's stop beating around the bush. Warren had a neurotic breakdown in front of the whole country late last year because Trump wound her up just to watch her unwind. For 50 years, Warren ran around pretending to be an American Indian. For 50 years, the whitest woman in America advanced herself using a phony racial minority status. And after Trump defied a media that said it was racist to criticize her over this fraud, after Trump buried her in the ridicule she deserved, Warren exposed herself as a weak, easily unnerved, neurotic liar who does not have the poise to be president. I'm not one for predictions, but I said it at the time last year, and I will say it again. Her DNA test proved beyond any doubt that Warren has no more claim, and possibly less of a claim, to Indian ancestry than the average white American. And this gave Lawatha an out, the chance to put the issue to rest. All she had to do was say, I relied on family lore, which this DNA test proves was wrong, and I apologize for that. Instead, with a stupid and corrupt Boston Globe enabling her, Warren tried to use her DNA results, not only to gaslight the whole country into believing she was part Indian, but to stick it to Trump, to pose as some badass feminist who just out-trolled the troller-in-chief. What in heaven's name was this idiot thinking? Based on the absurd and provable lie her DNA test proved she was part Cherokee, she lined up the media, produced a video, and screamed, aha! I got Trump now. It was the mother of all cell phones. What's more, the DNA test did not even compare her DNA to American Indian genome. Instead, it was compared to DNA out of Peru, Bolivia, and Mexico. So at best Warren might be 1/64th to 1/1024, or 0.1 to 1.56%, Peruvian, Bolivian, or Mexican, which again makes her no different than the average white American. And right now her chances of becoming president, even in her home state, are right around those same percentages. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.